I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Opiates are a downer. Amphetamines are an upper. And by the way, it's interesting. Both my daughters are medical doctors, and they'll tell you it's the medical community is fueling these with the antidepressants and the opiates for pain killing. We're seeing good, healthy, normal people turning into raging drug addicts because of their treatment they're getting oftentimes from the medical community. It's got to change. Yeah. That's, we're seeing the other end of it. I mean, the doctors won't prescribe their opiates anymore or their amphetamines. Then they turn to the harder drugs, the street drugs, and that's where life really gets out of control.
Sarah, we were talking about Independence Day. I mean, the talk about maybe the day that you kind of knew that, hey, this doesn't have a hold on me anymore or a grip on me, and just what was that like to just sort of come to that realization? Say, you know, I don't need this.
I had a supernatural encounter with the Holy Spirit during a spiritual emphasis week at I think I was in short term at the time program, and I just had an encounter with God, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and I have never felt so much love that every high that I've ever sought out. Because my addiction was so bad at the end that I was only injecting into my neck, and so that was insane to me. And the Lord just blessed me with this experience that was, he's like this is what high feels like. This is my love for you, and I literally was just torn apart by that. And from that moment on, I was like hit the ground running. I was so on fire for the Lord. I never was going to look back, and I just wanted to serve him every day from now until eternity. That was my freedom moment, and it just keeps getting better. Getting better.
Well, praise God. We want to see that moment replicated time and time again. Rich, as you know, is at the heart of the ministry. I mean, it is about transformation through Christ, right? I mean, that is ultimately the only solution.
Yes, that's the only reason Teen Challenge is really working. Long-term program is where people really get the solid discipleship that they need. And with the level of addict who we're seeing walk through the doors at Teen Challenge, you put them through 3 weeks, 4 weeks of treatment, they're not even sober yet. And there is nothing out there. For our listening audience, if you have a family member that's chronic in their addiction and you are, we hear all the time, people are at wit's end. They don't know what to do. And they said, I wish I knew about you. There's a place they can go. This will break that addiction in their life.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.